Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from Jesus Christ, his Son, and our Lord. Amen. During your last year at the seminary, you do as many things outside of the classroom as you do in it. This is because just about every entity within the church sees the pastor as the gatekeeper for the congregation. Want to do a presentation regarding Lutherans for Life? Talk to the pastor. Want to advertise for Lutheran Church Extension Fund? Better get the pastor's approval. Because of that, the major service organizations within the synod like to host dinners for the fourth-year seminarians and their wives. Plan your time right, and you could do a date night a month courtesy of LCEF, Lutheran Layman's League, etc. Well, it was at the LLL dinner that we met Reverend Ken Klaus, then the Lutheran Hour speaker. He had announced that he would be stepping down from those duties when his replacement was named. Having almost no preaching experience, save for what was done during my vicarage year, I offered my services to him as his replacement. I told him my biggest qualification was the fact that I was from Chicago like him and the Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, the Lutheran Hour speaker from 1989 to 2001. We had a good laugh, and nothing came of our conversation. 10 years later, and look at me now, in my office, recording a sermon to be heard by you, the members and friends of Bethany and St. Peter's. Well, the text for our sermon today comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of these things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed to the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Here ends our text. If you have ever visited a cave, a cavern, or a mine, there are usually two things that can be found in all of them. You will experience some part of the trail that they refer to as Fat Man's Misery, a spot that is almost too narrow for anyone to get through. The other is a location, usually the deepest and farthest point from the entrance, where the tour guide will turn off the lights. Put your hand 1 inch from your eyes, and you still couldn't see it. These are certainly some dark times we are in. Not necessarily the darkness of evil, though that is prevalent throughout our world, but rather a darkness of despair hangs over us. There's a darkness of anxiety and fear that fills our days as we sit at home or at work wondering what the next coronavirus update will bring. As I was working on completing this sermon, I took a look at the Minnesota Department of Health website and saw that Wabasha County now has its first case. During the darkest days of World War II, Americans looked anywhere to try and find some glimmer of hope. Something to hang their hats and hearts on. Today is no different. But in World War II, it was possible to channel our anger at our enemies. A virus just doesn't care what we think about or say about it. It just keeps doing its thing. That is why we turn and look towards Christ. It's in Him that we truly find peace and comfort. But the peace that Christ gives is not the same peace that the world gives. We are able to have peace because we know that everything we deal with, well, it's transient. Here today, gone tomorrow. Jesus wants us to remember that our focus, our goal, must not be on things of this world, but rather on things above. We then who know what lies ahead for us must act as guides for those who don't know the way. That is why we must, as Paul puts it, walk as children of light. We must be illumination of the world in these dark times. Early in our marriage, pre-Matthew that is, Vicky and I took a vacation and went to a cave and decided to take the lantern tour. Normally, a cave has lights all over the place. People wanted to be able to see the stalactites and stalagmites. But on this special tour, all of those lights were turned off. the only illumination we would get would come from our lanterns and those of our fellow spelunkers. We had to be extra careful and watch where we were walking. It was, though, a rather neat experience because we were able to see the cave the same way the initial explorers saw it. This cave tour is not unlike our journey through life. We don't always see the big picture. We can't always tell for sure where we are going, and sometimes we even slip and fall. It is inevitable that by the time this pandemic is over, we will hear of some questioning. Where was God in all of this? Or, why didn't God make the virus go away? I'd love to tell you the answer to the second question, but I can't. I can answer the first one, though. God is right beside us. He's in front of us. He is behind us. He's on top of us. And yes, God is beneath us. God has never left us. I told you last Saturday, and I'll tell you again, we have Christ's promise that he is with us to the end of time. Just as we needed those lanterns to see where we were going, so too does the world need us, children who walk in the light to show the way. We have been given the privilege of lighting the way for a world that has lost its way. May the Lord use us to bring the gospel light to a world covered in darkness. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in the one true faith, now until life everlasting. Amen. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our petition today in our prayers will end with, Lord, in your mercy, and you'll reply with, hear our prayer. Blessed Lord, you give sight to the blind, you open the ears of the deaf, and you make the lame to walk. Hear the prayers of your people on behalf of all people as they have need. In the darkness of sin and its death, we cry to you, O Lord. Open our ears by your word, our minds by your spirit, and our hearts by your grace, that we may know and be thankful for all the blessings you have given to us in Christ our Lord, especially the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Strengthen us in faith that we may serve you with all our body, mind, soul, and strength. Lord, in your mercy, bidden by your word, we pray to you, O Lord, on behalf of your church and all your people scattered and isolated. Give to us good pastors and servants of your word who will serve us faithfully and boldly even in chaotic times. Keep them safe, comfort them and their families, and raise up many more servants for full-time church work. Lord, in your mercy, defended by your grace, we ask you, O Lord, to provide us with good and faithful leaders who will preserve the precious gift of liberty and protect the lives of our citizens. Give them special wisdom and help them to work in harmony in the midst of this pandemic. Bless the members of our armed forces and protect them as they defend us. Grant your blessings to all emergency and medical workers who continue to come to our aid in times of great need. Lord, in your mercy, enjoying the riches of your grace, we ask you, O Lord, to give us generous hearts, that we may share what you have provided with those in need and work for the common good of all. Give us patience in our seclusion and comfort the lonely. Grant relief to the unemployed, the underemployed, the homeless, and all their families. Lord, in your mercy, knowing your healing will and gifts, we pray you, O Lord, to spare us from all calamity by pestilence, scarcity, and fear. Remember the sick and their afflictions. Calm those troubled in mind and keep steadfast the dying. Show us your gracious will, O Lord, and sustain those who are afflicted in body or mind, until that day when you will bestow upon us new bodies fit for the eternal life you have prepared for us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, All those things, O Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, asking you to grant our prayers, not for our sake, but for the sake of him alone. Teach our hearts to be content with your will and to trust that you will answer us with what is best for us and at the right time for our need. So do we pray, giving testimony of our confidence in your gracious favor in Christ by answering with one voice. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.